Roy Spencer, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, John. Beautiful day in the city.
Yeah, busy day for you guys, huh?
Yeah, it's driving in. Seeing a lot of branches down and heard a lot of noise last night. So that usually makes the phones ring in the morning. So
yeah,
it'll be a good day.
Especially people didn't have those sump pumps working, those sewer backups. They're noticing some maybe moisture on the walls that wasn't there before. You always talk preventative work, but you guys help out when people are in need too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a great crew that we've got people who do normal, we call them preventive maintenance appointments, and most of those customers are gracious enough to give up their slots when there's an emergency and say, oh, yeah, if you've got emergency customers. So we do have trucks and servicemen available today. If you got your pumps out, you need help today, we can help you.
And that is 800-421-SEAL, just in case you're running out of the car. I took a look at my sump. Pips. Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. No. It's infectious.
Pits. Right. Well, I should say more accurately, my dad did. Yeah. Everyone should have a dad. I'm blessed to have a dad handy around that can help out with that stuff. But he took a look in it, and boy, everyone should be taking a look in those, huh?
Yeah, and honestly, believe it or not, every day, because pumps fail.
No every way, every day?
Seriously, John, I could check your dad could check your sump pump, and he did last week, but something could go wrong. The circuit breaker could trip, the flow could get stuck, something could come in, clog the impeller on the pump the next day, believe it or not, because things come into your sump pit through the drain tile and the pit itself and things like that, and something could go wrong. And you know what happens when something goes wrong with your sump pump?
Nothing good.
Seriously, a pump can pump 2,000-3,000 gallons per hour. It means in a matter of minutes, you could get inches of water in your basement during a bad storm. And your dad, my sump pump's good. My dad just
replaced it. Yeah, he did it. The battery looks good. Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, it can happen and does happen. So nobody, of course, is going to check their sump pump.
That's what I was
going to
say, yeah.
But I recognized this several years ago, and we actually invented a device called the Basement Defender that will literally test your sump pump for you every day at 8 a.m. It'll run it momentarily. If there's any problem with either your primary or your backup pump, it will send you, or in your case, your dad, a notice to check your pump. There's something going on.
It tests, like, it'll know if the float's messed up or something like that?
Anything that would cause that pump from working properly, it will note that and let you know there's a problem. And so it gives you peace of mind like you've never known before.
And I imagine going on vacation, it gives you that peace of mind, right?
On vacations, you're at work, you're away from home. Again, you know, it only takes minutes. You know, there's all kinds of sump pump monitors out there to let you know your pump's not working. But if you're an hour away, you're at work, you can't get there.
Right.
Again, you've got 10 minutes before your basement floods. So this is different than a monitor because it tests it every day.
That's what I was going to say. It runs it through the test. I mean, it actually runs it, right?
And if something tests it every day, the chances you having a failure during a storm are almost zero.
2,000 to 3,000 gallons an hour, you said?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the capacity on most household pumps.
Right.
Now, most pumps don't run at capacity, but still, it's a matter of minutes. You know, even if it's pumping 1,000 gallons an hour, in a matter of minutes, your sump pit could overfill and you could have a lot of water.
Yeah, how quickly after rain starts, if your sump pump wasn't working, how quickly could that back up to the point that you have a foot maybe in your basement, a couple inches in your basement?
Yeah, well, everybody's home is different, right? How often their pump runs and things, but you know, it's all avoidable is the point. You don't have to, and anybody with a sump pump is susceptible to that,
right?
And even if you have a backup pump, backup pumps fail. They have batteries, they have chargers, and the same things can happen with discharge line. Electrical circuits could be tripped where the battery's not being charged. Nobody remembered to replace the battery. They just bought it 7 years ago. Why would I need to replace the battery? You know, it's out of sight, out of mind. So, again, it's just the peace of mind. And I believe in our lifetime, everybody's going to have a smart sump, you know, where they know that their pump's working every day.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because this is my first year as a homeowner, and we mentioned my dad fixing my battery backup, or in reality, bringing a brand new one over, installing it with me. And with me is doing a lot of heavy lifting there, with me watching. And even still, that first rainstorm, I sat in the basement because it was a bad one. The one we had a couple weeks ago where Cicero got like 9 inches of rain. We got like 5 in Downers. It was running. It was great. It did give me that peace of mind. But even I was still worried because, like you said, sure, we installed it and it had run a couple times before, but maybe something got in there. You never know.
Yeah, things can happen.
The Basement Defender.
Yeah.
How much does that run usually for someone?
If you have the right equipment and pumps and backup pumps, and we just need to install the Defender, you're probably looking around $800, $900.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to add a backup pump, and you don't have to have a backup pump, but we have backup pumps, and it's compatible, the basement fender, with any pump with a mechanical float switch, any half horsepower or less pump, which most household pumps.
$800 or $900, and that'll work for years then, in theory.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, it'll work. You know, it has a 3-year warranty, but it's really just there. It's a box that's attaches to your pumps and things like that.
For 3 years, that's $1 a day.
Yeah.
To feel that peace of mind.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot for $1 a day these days.
No,
but that
you
peace
do not.
Of mind. Well, yeah, for sure.
When you look at it's kind of like it's better than home insurance, you know, because
right.
Even if you happen to have the right home insurance that would cover that, it's probably got a $5,000 limit on it.
Something,
it doesn't
exactly.
really cover the damages. And wouldn't you rather just avoid the whole problem in the first place than have some insurance company reimburse you for all the damages, and they're not going to reimburse you for the heartache or the irreplaceable items that you lost? So this is way better.
And Jeremy, it's a lot more. If you've never had your basement flooded, it's a lot more than you realize, because if it gets in that insulation, it's going up all the insulation. Well, right? I mean, there's a lot you see.
And to that point, even it goes back to peace of mind. If you had water in your basement one time, every time it rains, you're going to be scared, mm-hmm. right? You're just going to be fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. You're just wondering. So, we want to avoid that so you don't have that nightmare every time you hear that little trickle drop. But, as far as the remodel goes, it's a lot to go into it.
And I imagine with Basement Defender, you guys come to the house then, right? It's not, I don't have to install it myself, right?
No.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
No, my dad has to install it.
Yeah, exactly. I guess what I'm getting at is, what a good opportunity to have someone look at that pit from an initial standpoint, too. You could find some things. Hey, I'll put this Basement Defender in, but this backup pump doesn't work. I can see it already. This pump isn't big enough, whatever it may be, right?
Anybody with a sump pump, can call us, and we'll come out and give you a free estimate or a free consultation and analyze, your whole sump pump arrangement, your discharge line, where does it go from here? And we'll also look at your foundation and see if there's any other potential problems and things. A lot of people aren't cleaning their window well drains out, aren't extending their downspouts and things. Like Janelle, do a lot for preventive maintenance, mm-hmm. too. Things that people aren't even aware of, problems that are in the making and things. And Jeremy's offering the same service.
For
love this show, because we're all about not just solving problems, the emergencies that people have, but help them prevent. And to me, that's the better thing, is preventing emergencies.
For sure. Proactive approach.
Yes.
Love it.
800-421-SEAL. We've been talking about, sump pumps, obviously. We're going to talk more about leveling and all that. But it's the topic of the day on a day like this, isn't it, Roy?
Rightfully so. Front of mind, and whether you're having a problem or not, you should be thinking about it.
You're thinking about it.
Checking for it.
Don's thinking about it in Maple Park. Don, what you got for Roy here today?
It's really the history of my sub pump stories to back up everything you guys are saying. We bought this house in the country 31 years ago. Doesn't look low. It isn't low. But we had epic rains. What happens? You lose your power.
Mm-hmm.
I watched my basement flood.
Wow.
I'm really handy, so I put in a battery backup system and a high water alarm. A couple weeks later, my daughter wakes me up dead. The alarm's going off. I go down there. Both pumps are running. It looks like a toilet in there. I'm like, it must be plugged. I go outside. It's shooting the water out of an inch and a half pipe, like 20 feet in the air. Can't keep up.
Yeah.
So, long story short, I ended up having to put a 6-inch drain tile all the way around my property, put all the drains in there, cover all my window wells, and
just to get the water away far enough away from the house?
Right. When it rains that hard, it's incredible,
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to have enough pitch to make it all the way out to the ditch in front of my house. But checking it often is really important. My battery backup one has like a little float, and I got a little higher than the AC one, but it gets like spider webs on it. And
I
didn't test it. It sticks.
Yeah.
So I got all the protection.
You could write
world.
A book about sump pump problems, Don. Jeez. Thanks for calling. I mean, everything he's saying, you're nodding along, Roy.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I sympathize with you, Don, and thank you for calling. It tells, there's a couple of stories there. One is, people might listen to that, oh my God, I'll never want a basement, and you can never be safe. And that's not true. And as Don has learned, there are just things you have to do. And everybody's situation is different. Don's neighbor could be totally dry. His sump pump never goes because Don.
Right.
underground, you say he's not in a low area, but underneath the ground, the water's seeking its own path. And over the years, it finds its way maybe to Don's basement and less away from his neighbors or whatever. But everybody's situation is different. Everybody's pumping needs are different. Most people, you know, one pump, one-third horsepower pump is all they need. Other guy needs a half horsepower. Yeah. Other guy needs three pumps. And so it's just a matter of matching your pumping capacity to your home's problem. So there's nothing wrong. You can buy a home with a high water table and you just match your pumping capacity and then make sure that you have adequate backup, whether it's a generator or enough battery backups and stuff to match your pumping problem. And other things you mentioned, window well covers and extending downspouts and extending your discharge line. Those are all great practices that everybody should do to minimize how often your pump does have to run. But the point, bottom line is your basement can be dry. That basement can be just as dry as every other room in your house.
Yeah.
And you can have the peace of mind to use it. It's valuable square footage. I was talking last week about some people only use half of their house because
right.
they don't have confidence. They live in a ranch house with a full basement. They don't use it. They can't use it because they don't have confidence in it. We can restore that confidence that your basement can be dry no matter how much it rains.
800-421-SEAL, yeah. And $800-900 gets you that basement defender. $80,000 or $90,000, Roy Spencer will sit down there with a lawn chair in your basement for 365 days.
Nice. And he'll figure, flashlight?
Yeah, with a flashlight.
And it's only 80K to 90K? That's it?
When it rains.
Yeah, okay,
anytime it rains. You want them the whole year. It's $1 million.
But okay. $1 million bucks.
Just looking at the pit the whole time. Exactly. He'll let
He's
you know.
The true basement water defender.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
He sells the one product.
I was just wondering if customers or listeners were taking shots during every time you said the word pump in that last. Like, if you weren't, I know it's early, but like.
Is there a Home Sweet Home drinking game yet? There should be.
Not, but anytime that Roy says pump or pumping problem or your pumping needs, I feel like there's so many jokes that are there. At least let's make a game out of it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I like when he spends the majority of the show talking about cracks.
Because, oh, yeah, the crack problems.
Yeah.
Let's talk about cracks.
That affects our business, too. Whenever there's a crack in the foundation, that's an open invitation for termites. So.
Man, this is way different than Your Money Matters, let me tell you that much. Roy, you know, the water and all these sort of things, they not only affect what can happen inside the home, but over the years, driveways, sidewalks, cracks, sinking, unevenness. I mean, that's a whole other part of your business that you guys are very proud of.
It is, and I was explaining to Amir at one of the breaks that we got involved with concrete racing. So I didn't know you did concrete raising, and we did. And it really became an offshoot of because we're raising and stabilizing foundations. So, of course, we're in foundation repair business. And so some people's houses are actually shifting. We're at the point where their house is moving because their foundation is moving. So years ago, we got involved and understood how to raise and stabilize foundations, which is a big part of our business, in addition to waterproofing foundations. And from that, well, if we can raise a house, I think we can raise a sidewalk or a driveway. And of course,
so you started big and went smaller.
Nice.
There you go.
Well, and again, it's just because it's a real problem with because concrete, you know, is it's very common. It's very difficult to go down the street and not trip over something.
Right.
A trip hazard around your home, whether it's in your sidewalk, your driveway, your pool deck, your patio, your stoop, and it can easily be fixed. We have a way, and you don't have to rip up and replace it, which a lot of people think it has to be done.
Has to be done, right.
And we can take that perfectly good concrete and just raise it back up and level it, and it's done very quickly, efficiently, economically, and cosmetically, it looks way better than ripping up and replacing and having a different colored square of concrete.
Oh, that's a good point, too, yeah.
Roy had a question. Is there any sanding and stuff involved to make it absolutely level and smooth,
well,
or is it just the raising?
Usually it's raising because it's sunk. Sometimes you could grind the other parts down and things like that, but usually the problem is it's sinking. And the reason it's sinking is not just because the concrete's heavy, but more importantly, the soil underneath it can no longer support that weight.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times it wasn't the concrete guy's fault
because
he didn't prepare the soil, but sometimes there's water erosion. Ties back to the water,
mm-hmm.
and rain goes down through those joints or those cracks, it starts eroding out the soil from underneath the concrete, and all of a sudden the concrete drops. And so the nice thing about our poly-level system, when we inject this urethane grout underneath your concrete and we drill small holes into it and then inject this expansive foam underneath it, it not only raises the concrete, but it actually compresses the soil and fills those voids. So not only, and I want to talk to today, if we can, about our concrete protection service. So like I said, mm-hmm. we not only can solve the immediate problem, raise that concrete and stabilize it, but we can also prevent the rest of the concrete from that from happening.
How do you do that?
Well, we actually drill small holes in the adjacent pieces of concrete, and perhaps a whole driveway,
uh-huh.
and we can actually fill any voids that are starting to fill there.
So you don't notice it on top?
You may not notice it yet.
Right.
Okay, well, this didn't always happen either. This hadn't settled before. Well, what's to keep the rest of the concrete, the rest of the sidewalk from doing it? So very inexpensively, since we have the rig out there.
I was just going to say, you're bringing all that equipment out there.
And it's very inexpensive for us to go ahead and treat the rest of the driveway or the length of the sidewalk or the pool deck or something. And then we can actually guarantee that from happening in the first place.
And this is all goes to the theme of today and really a lot on the show, preventative stuff, right? Like, I mean, if one corner of your driveway, you know, slooped, that's a new one.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Oh, man, I'm slooping into Hochberg right now. If it's sloping in a different way or it falls, there's something underneath it that it's not like the other side's going to be magically protected. It just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. No, and nobody likes to spend money twice. And, oh, you know, I appreciate people calling us and we can solve their problem. But if there's a way we can prevent that from happening, and it is insurance, it might not happen, but what if it does?
Yeah.
And it's so inexpensive for us to do that. So that's our concrete protective service.
Right.
It's actually three-step. We raise and level any existing sinking concrete, and then we can go back and inoculate, if you will, the rest of the concrete to keep that from happening. Second step is we seal any joints or cracks where that water could get underneath there. So we have a great sealant called Nexus Pro we put in that. And finally, we have a new service we're introducing this year. It's the concrete protection. We actually spray on a coating, if you will, over the concrete, and it's transparent. You won't know it's there. You watch us put it on, but it actually chemically interacts with the concrete and makes it denser and more dense and impervious to chemicals and water penetration and things. Because we all had, you know, we got this brand new concrete, it looks great, and then a few years it discolored, now it starts spalling and stuff like that. So we have a coating we can put on that will actually protect the appearance and the actual structure of the concrete by making it more dense, and actually the first half inch of the concrete, this makes it more dense and much better. So you can protect your driveway.
So you can level the part that needs leveling. You can go underneath, actually inject some stuff in there to prevent future leveling issues. You then prevent or try to prevent as much water from getting in there by sealing cracks and the joints, right. And then you cover it all on top. That is a triple protection.
How is that an annual application that you have to put that?
No, it's a one-time application.
Oh, heck yeah. Wow, that's really cool.
The concrete sealant, because it actually becomes part of the concrete.
And that's going to prevent, like, even pitting then, I would imagine.
It right? helps, you know, we can't guarantee,
guarantee concrete.
You know, right. And stuff. But even salt, I talked to manufacturers, really? Yeah. And so it makes the salt less able to penetrate and work against
That's huge.
That's amazing in our climate and stuff.
Oh, yeah. 100. Coming home every day up that driveway with that salt. Okay. We got to take a break. We got phone calls coming in. Roy Spencer, 800-421-SEAL, the best way to reach you, right?
Or permaseal.net is a good way.
Permaseal.net. They're both great ways.
Yeah.
Mike from Elgin's got a quick question for Roy. What do you got, Mike?
Yeah, that sealant that you talked about putting on the concrete, can that be put on four-year-old concrete and get the same benefits?
Oh, absolutely. It's actually designed for, you know, any concrete, new or old. And the only caveat there is if you haven't put some kind of sealer on it, like a silicone sealer or Thompson's water sealer or something, that will actually keep our material from penetrating and doing its job. So it's better if it wasn't coated with anything before.
Mm-hmm.
It's ideal. It doesn't matter if your concrete's 4 or 40 years old. If you want to protect its appearance and keep it from getting any worse, this is a great product for that.
All right, Mike. Thanks for...
There was a water-based coating put on it when it was a year old.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Give Roy a call. Give PermaSeal a call. They'll talk to you about it. 800-421-SEAL, Mike. If you have too much moisture in a basement, Roy, they may need to look at maybe what they aren't seeing as much, or maybe when it rains, they notice the walls get a little sweaty. That can contribute to moisture. Those are those preventative issues that people should be looking into, right?
Absolutely. And you know, everybody's, you know, pretty aware when they see puddles and standing water, there's a problem. That's not normal. But actually, basements by nature are naturally damp.
I mean, right.
You yep. dug a hole in the ground, you lined it with concrete, and concrete's porous. And so it's cool in the ground, it's warm inside the house. So it's just a natural humidity collector or originator, and like Janelle alluded to, every basement should have a dehumidification system. Mm-hmm. And we've got a great one, our PermaDry appliance, that not only automatically keeps that humidity to a safe level, but it also filters the air and helps air quality and things. So yeah, in, you know, especially this time of year, of course, humidity level is at its highest, but year round you want to control that humidity and keep it under control. So even if you're not having an active water problem, that moisture vapor is a real problem. And certainly I don't think the insects really distinguish between right. know, seepage water right. and right. moisture vapor. It's water to
it's
them.
It's water to them, exactly. But there's things you can do about it. That's yeah. the point. 312 wanted to chime in that they wanted to compliment PermaSeal on a job they did on his basement. Leave a review. Sherry wanted to know, I think this one's for Roy, how to get rid of any powdery residue from salt that kind of comes in on the driveway. Any advice on that?
Well, clean any driveway. You certainly want to power wash it. We've got a new stain remover that we're doing as part of our concrete protection service that is actually really effective even against oil stains and things.
It's
100%,
right.
But it's the best product I've seen. So that's part of our concrete protective service. When we before we do the coating, we clean the driveway and we use a stain remover first, and then we power wash the whole thing. So yeah, the best thing if you just want to clean a driveway is to, you know, power wash it with the right setting on your power washer and things. But again, our protective solution is this coating I was talking about that actually changes the density of the concrete surface to keep things from future staining, including resisting salt like that.
All right, got a call from Joan. This is for Roy, but as always, the whole panel is able to jump on in. Joan from Oak Forest, how are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
Great, what's your question?
Well, on my driveway, you know, between the concrete slabs, I'm getting these little piles of gray, it looks like very fine gravel, and I don't know what they're from.
Like
I know
the,
they got to be from a bug.
Like in the slot of the, do you know what she's saying?
Yeah,
right?
You know, where the two slabs go together on your drive, you know, on your driveway all the way up
yeah,
and down.
Yeah, it's the expansion joint, and there is a natural joint there to allow expansion contraction. Frankly, that should be sealed with a caulk, or we use our Nexus Pro, which is a superior sealant. But nevertheless, it should be sealed. We don't want moisture going down that joint, nor do we want bugs coming up that joint. And so my guess, and Janelle would probably validate that, but anytime you see mounds of stuff there, it probably is some kind of insect that's burrowing and piling their thing there. But we really want to clean that joint and get it sealed for both reasons, to prevent the bugs from coming up and keep moisture from going down there.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, Joan. Do you know the number for it's 800-421-SEAL or PermaSealNet. That's SEAL, 800-421-SEAL. All right, Joan?
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we gave you some good homework today. Kat from Arlington Heights. Kat, what's your question?
So it's about a PermaSeal situation. I actually had PermaSeal out here a few, maybe just a year and a half ago. I kept getting seepage in my basement, but and I had other companies also, and every single one of them said there is no seepage from the ground in, but it's a problem on the roof. So I am having a new roof put on in the next couple months. But yesterday with the rain so much, so quick, I got stuff through the wall again. So I'm not, it could be coming down the walls, I guess, maybe on the outside wall. It wasn't a lot, but it was certainly something that hadn't happened in a few years, you know?
So
just wondering if there's an explanation.
Is your basement finished? When you see water come in and you say down the wall, can you see it? Is it wall finished, or is it bared concrete wall?
No, it's partially, it's actually more of like a laundry room and a storage room, so it's partially finished. It isn't completely finished.
Do you see water running down the wall?
You know, the part that's on the top is like, it's something that is like waterproof and it's sealed, and then the bottom part is from maybe, you know, waist height up, is painted concrete. So that's right where the seam is, where it started to come out.
Okay, at the very top of the wall?
It's at the middle of the wall.
The middle?
Weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So the thing to do...
it comes from the bottom.
Cat. The thing to do is go out on a dry day like today when it's not leaking and put a hose on the ground. And I mean, you could let it run 10 minutes, you could let it run a half hour, you could run it 2 hours, whatever you want to do. But if there's a below ground problem, when you run the hose, typically within 10 or 15 minutes, it's going to start leaking again. And then you know you have a below grade problem. If you let that hose run for 15, 30 minutes and nothing ever comes in, you probably have an above grade problem. So that's the best way.
That's a good
tip. And you have to do that. When it's raining, everything's getting wet, including your roof and your ground and everything.
Siding, everything.
But the way to rule it out if it's above ground or below ground is to do that water test on a dry day when the above ground is not getting wet. And so if you run the hose and it leaks, it's a below grade problem. If it doesn't, it's probably an above grade problem. So I imagine if you had the roof problem before and hasn't been resolved, it might be the same problem.
Okay, Roy Spencer, obviously a busy day for you this time of year. Always can be. We were talking about preventative, leveling concrete, sealing the concrete outside, the basement, you sitting down in the basement all year round for $8 million. How can people reach you, Roy?
Give us a call at 800-421-SEAL. It's 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.